You're playing a game, and it's time to figure out who goes first. You could rock, paper, scissors for it, or you could do the following.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Catch a tiger by the toe.
If it hollers, let him go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Every kid seems to know this rhyme, or at least a variation of it, including the kids you just heard. 11-year-old Cecilia Clemens and Anna Kulbashny, 10-year-old Emil Bobian, and Seryu Mudia, age 6. But where does it come from? Adrian Rafel is a poet and PhD student in English at Harvard University. Rafel wrote about Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe for the Paris Review, and she says you can trace the rhyme's origin way back to when shepherds used it to count hundreds of years ago. And it sounded a little like this.
Yon, ton, tethera, methera, pimp, sethera, leathera, hovera, dovera, dex. You can kind of hear the eeny, meeny, miny, moe in it, right?
Kind of. So how did it morph? I mean, there have been several iterations of this since over these many, many hundreds of years. I understand that one of the earlier versions of the rhyme included a racial slur. Walk us through the journey of this rhyme.
An earlier version of the rhyme that children recited on playgrounds did include a racial slur sometimes, and that then caused a lot of etymologists to do kind of back formations and say, well, because it had this racial slur, we think it may have had all these other, you know, African-American origins and all this stuff with it. But it's really hard to, and the history of it is much more complicated than that, because the sounds in this rhyme are really sticky. You know, they're like these nonsense syllables that then sound like words that you recognize. So then you stick words that you recognize into the nonsense syllables, and then the words that you recognize take on a life of their own. And in some cases, that becomes extremely problematic.
Is it fair to call it a song? I mean, do people kind of sing it?
I'd say it's somewhere between a poem and a song and a chant, because it's hard not to do it. You know, you start saying eeny, meeny, and then you go, Miney Moe, catch a tiger, right? It has this rhythm built into it.
Can you find it in other languages, or is this exclusively something that lives in English?
Oh, it's all over the world. So I'm going to completely butcher the pronunciation, but there's versions of it that folklorists heard in Denmark, for example, like Eene Mene Ming Mang Kling Klang, and those versions in France, Une Mune Mane Mo. They heard versions in Zimbabwe, folklorists who went on the playgrounds to study what these kids were singing. It's all over.
So what's the takeaway? That kind of children everywhere, there's some universal quality to the sound of these words and repeating them in a pattern?
I think the takeaway is these words sound really good together, and you know, and it's really fun to repeat them in a pattern. And it's also, you know, it's so much fun because they sound great together. You know them by heart, but you can do these little like switches and flips and variations in them. And then maybe your new Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe variation will be the one that kids on playgrounds for generations will be reciting.
Poet Adrienne Rafel. She wrote about Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe for the Paris Review. Thanks so much for talking with us, Adrienne.
Thank you.